The fourth day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of Saints Victor, Decius, Irene, the nun, and those who were with them, men, women, and nuns. On this day, Saint Victor, Saint Decius, Saint Acacius, Saint Irene, the nun, and those who were with them, men, women, and other nuns, were martyred. These saints were during the reign of Emperor Constantine and his son after him. They destroyed many pagan temples and transformed them into churches. When Emperor Julian the Apostate reigned, he supported idol worshiping and honored their priest and killed a great number of Christians. When he knew what these saints had done to the temples, he seized them and he tormented them with different kinds of tortures, and then finally beheaded them, and thus they received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 380 AD, Saint Ochin departed. He was born in Colzum, nearby the Red Sea. He was a contemporary of the Holy Father Amba Antonius, the father of all monks. He worked as a diver into the deep waters of the sea to catch precious pearls and seashells, and he sold them to sustain himself and contributed the rest to the poor. He longed for the monastic life, and so he went to one of the monasteries of Amba Pachomius in Upper Egypt, where he became a monk. After a while, he returned to his hometown and then moved to Mesopotamia along with 70 monks who became his disciples. And there he dwelt in a cave nearby Nisibis, surrounded by his disciples. Many followed his example until they counted 250 monks. He built a monastery for them accordingly, and he was the one to establish the monastic life in these countries. He became an acquaintance of St. James and prophesied for him that he would be the bishop of Nisibis. His prophecy was fulfilled, and a strong spiritual friendship developed between them. The Lord performed many signs, wonders, and healing miracles by his hands. His fame became well known, and he was the reason for many of the pagans to believe in Christ. When he aged and the time of his departure drew near, he gathered his disciples and blessed and comforted him. One of St. Ochin's disciples saw an angel had come to receive a spirit. St. Ochin prayed a short prayer and delivered his spirit into the hands of the Lord whom he loved. The cell was filled with a sweet-smelling aroma. His disciples prayed over him and buried him in his monastery nearby Nisibis. The Mar Ochin Monastery is located on the southern slope of Mount Islo, overlooking the city of Nisibis. The monastery is affiliated with the Syrian Orthodox Church. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.